Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
What's up?
They were...
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
My goal in step one, every governor's going to handle it differently. I'm focused on getting people back to work. So we've gone through in great detail who is out of work, who can I get back to work, how do we get the most people back to work as safely as possible, as quickly as possible. So in phase one, I will announce that non-critical retail stores that have been closed will be allowed to reopen their in-person operations, but with capacity restrictions, similar to what you're seeing in grocery stores now.
That is the governor of Rhode Island yesterday, Gina Raimondo, who started to announce some plans as it relates to opening the state of Rhode Island. Jim, how's she done on the whole during
this pandemic?
Yeah,
Jim, congratulations, buddy.
I didn't like her. I didn't vote for her, but I think she's been great. So she's converted me, yes, by the way she's handled this whole thing.
So Jim puts all his political beliefs aside and admits she's done a fantastic job keeping politics out of this. Right, Jim?
I don't know if she's kept politics out of it completely, she's done a good job controlling the
if
situation.
If you do a good job, you should be credited for it. Correct.
Just like Goodell. I said about Goodell a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, you did. Yep. Jim's a straight shooter.
So that is one clip from the governor who is the stay-at-home order in Rhode Island expires this coming Friday, right?
Yes. Everything reopens on Saturday. Well, not everything, but you'll hear.
Like what, Jim?
Floored. We'll have the audio to play, but that's what prompted me to bring this up to you guys, because when I heard this last night, I was like, oh, this is quote-unquote reopening. It's not how I pictured reopening, but this is how reopening is going to happen.
So Raimondo and other state officials have put together, reading from WPRI, they've put together a phased approach to reopening the state's economy with many restrictions remaining in place throughout. Wearing face coverings in public places will still be required, along with maintaining social distancing and staying vigilant about washing hands and cleaning common surfaces. There is phase one of this, which is expected to begin on May 9th. That would be this Saturday, where businesses and social activity will begin on a limited basis. Social gatherings will be limited to 10 people or less, and activities must allow for 6 feet of social distancing. Let's hear another clip on what it will be like for retail operations.
Retailers will be able to have one person browsing for every 300 square feet of space. That, by the way, is the model we're using now in grocery stores for the hours that accommodate seniors. Every staff member who works the retail operation and every customer will need to wear a cloth face covering. You'll notice on the screen there's a barrier between the cashier and the customer, which is what you see now in most grocery stores.
Yep.
And we're encouraging retailers to make it easy to either pay in advance or to use a contactless payment system in the store, because we want to make it quicker. We don't want you lingering in stores and browsing for a long time. And frankly, we just want to cut down on personal contact.
One person for every 300 square feet of space.
Sounds like browsing's not going to be fun, huh? Like most things that you like to do when you shop is take your time, browse, look at things. Oh, that's new. That's cool. Let me read on this. No, they want you in and out.
It's not about the customer. This is about the business, right?
Correct.
It's about the stores reopening, not
it's
about the
trying to get people open. Right, but can this keep people from going in? Because it could be, you know, will people say this is going to be worth my time?
Well, in addition to retail establishments, there are also restaurants to consider in this as well.
Ooh.
Here's more on that.
The inside of the restaurant is entirely closed, except for people coming in for pickup orders. So that's phase one. That's what we intend for phase one. We're not in phase one intending to enable in-store dining or in-room dining. Now, for those that have the capacity to do outdoor seating, we are hoping to be able to enable that into phase one. Not Monday, wait for another announcement, but into phase one. And as you can see from the drawing, tables must be set up in a way that ensures social distancing. Seating will be by reservation only, and there likely will be no frequently touched and reused objects. So think of a menu, condiments, silverware will all have to be individually wrapped. Staff will have to be wearing masks. So it's a very different form of dining than we're used to. I also know not every restaurant today is capable of doing outdoor seating, and I'm fully aware that some of you may never, you may just skip phase one. Having said that, I would encourage you now to get creative. Maybe you don't have an outdoor dining area now, but maybe you could convert part of your parking lot into outdoor dining. That satisfies all of these requirements.
Maybe you could tear down the walls of your restaurant and make it
an outside restaurant. Jim, what's the name of that place down there by Ann and Hope?
The Rocky Point Chowder House? Yeah.
Rocky Point Chowder House, which has tons of picnic tables in a parking lot. Like, that's a place people can go.
Even with the outdoor dining, it's still going to be one person to 300 square feet. Is that still in effect?
No. The social distancing, they said, has to be. The tables have to be apart.
Right.
The part that shocked me was the no reusable stuff. Like, no menus, no, you have to put plastic in a container.
Right.
Like,
right.
In its own separately wrapped thing. Like,
ketchup packets. Like,
salt packets, ketchup packets. Yeah, it's got to be all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm reading from this. Outdoor dining precautions will include seating by reservation only, no shared condiments, and spacing between tables in accordance with guidelines. You getting an echo there? Am I disconnected?
We're getting Darth Vader type stuff here.
Yeah, no. We lost Artie for a second.
Okay.
What happened?
Oh, I am your father. Yeah. That was yesterday, May the 4th.
Was that Hardy we lost?
Yeah. Lost when Hardy. One of you drops, you get an echo effect. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's all okay. Right.
No big deal. We'll get him back.
So I was saying, by reservation only. Outdoor dining is by reservation only, limited to outdoor, spacing between tables, and that's going to go on. So reopening at the end of the stay at home does not look like life before that, is pretty much what it is. Before they get to phase two, which could come when, Jim? End of May?
Hopefully before summer starts, yeah.
June, May, June, somewhere in there?
Because June, people are going to want to get to those Rhode Island beaches, Narragansett and all that. You're going to
have a quick clip on phase two. Hang on. Quick clip.
Okay. Dining and other kind of close in contact businesses, salons, and the like will definitely be the focus of phase two. To remind you, assuming things go well, phase one is probably 14 days. And then we move to phase two.
All right, so in phase two, nothing will change as it relates to dining or the distance, but it will probably be more types of businesses are open. Is that
so? Around Memorial Day, you're gonna hopefully get into phase two for in Rhode Island.
Sure, I think it's going to be pretty similar everywhere, though, because I just think that all the governors in the Northeast have sort of banded together and have.
Well,
very
if you're going to be behind Rhode Island, Rhode Island's up on Friday. You're not opening up at least until May 18th. Massachusetts is going to be struggling to start summer in June.
Ooh. Well, it's based on the data. It's based on the cases, which are going down in Massachusetts. So,
yeah, Massachusetts. I mean, people died yesterday, but it's under 100, first time in a while.
It's going to, I mean, once this starts, it's going to go back up again. I mean, people should realize that. As soon as this begins, the numbers will go bad again.
Correct.
They will not continue to improve. They will then go in the other direction. 617-779-0985. Is Hardy back or no?
No, he's going to try to reboot his router and reconnect everything just because he wants to make sure he does it right.
Andrew and Weymouth on Coyote Peterson getting stung by the murder hornet.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I've watched this guy, and he is a complete moron, dude. He's actually taken his hands. I don't know if you guys know what fire ants are. He basically puts his entire hands in a bunch of fire ants, and he gets completely welted and bitten by these guys. The worst I've ever seen, he's actually taken a bite from a alligator snapping turtle, which is completely
you don't want to be around those. Now watch a lot of these shows, and all these survival guys are different, or these animal guys are different, you know, living in the wild, doing this. Bear Grylls is pretty cool. I like watching him. There's a couple other guys, but there's this guy
Bear
by the name of Les.
Bear Grylls is a survivalist. Isn't that his game?
Yes.
He's not an animal guy.
But there's guys like Les Stroud. He's like the Michael Scott of survival guys. Like, he doesn't catch anything. He freezes at night. He can't make a fire. Les Stroud is a complete disaster. And there are some guys that are really good at this. Like, there's this Cody guy that never wears shoes. You know, he's one of these guys out in Colorado. He's really wacky. But they all got their little quirks, man. There's a niche for him. You should go down this rabbit hole, Beetle. Start watching this stuff.
No, I'm good.
A lot of survival shows. You never know when you're stuck out in the woods with your kids and you got to survive for like 10 days. You know?
Does that happen a lot? Is that,
you never
is
know,
that a
man. They don't get those nice faction meals that you put out in front of them. You know, you have to eat rats and put them in the fire, burn the
Corinne
hair off
is
them.
In yeah. Rutland. Hi, Corinne.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a story about a bee sting and an EpiPen. I worked at the post office, and one of my carriers came in off of a route, and she'd been stung by a bee, and she was allergic. And she says, "I've got my EpiPen right here." She says, "But I can't give it to myself. You'll have to give it to me." Well, you don't take their jeans off or anything. You put it right through their clothes. Yeah. You hold it like a ballpoint pen with your thumb on the ejector.
Yep.
And you zap it right into her leg. And she went, "Oh, wow, that wasn't bad." And I said, "Yeah, no kidding." And I held up my hand. I had the pen upside down. The needle went through my thumb, right through my
thumb. Oh, God.
She had to stop at the pharmacy and buy herself another EpiPen, but she didn't ask me to give it to her.
Did the stuff do anything crazy to you? Like, all of a sudden, hey, you got stuck.
No, it went so fast. It's kind of like getting your ears pierced. You know, it just happened so fast because I wasn't expecting a needle through my thumb.
I'm
but
sure
it went
you
right through the nail and everything.
Oh, my man. God, Corinne. Jesus.
Oh, Corinne. Ouch. Ouch.
God.
Ouch. Ouch. Right through the nail. Damn. There's no way that feels good. No way at all. 617-779-0985. Your calls on everything from the day, whether it be the Patriots and not tanking, Bill Belichick on Don Shula, how many wins the Patriots will have, golf courses in Massachusetts, or what things look like after we lift the stay-at-home orders.
And we're half hour away from Derek's new single dropping.
12:50, Derek and Foxborough's latest single.
Can't wait.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
My goal in step one, every governor's going to handle it differently. I'm focused on getting people back to work. So we've gone through in great detail who is out of work, who can I get back to work, how do we get the most people back to work as safely as possible, as quickly as possible. So in phase one, I will announce that non-critical retail stores that have been closed will be allowed to reopen their in-person operations, but with capacity restrictions, similar to what you're seeing in grocery stores now.
That is the governor of Rhode Island yesterday, Gina Raimondo.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Well, you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Am I by myself now? Is that what you
no.
just said?
No, I'm here.
Oh. Zoe's here. Is Hardy here or no?
I'm here.
Oh, you are. Awesome.
I'm right here.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Shut up.
Shut up.
What do you guys have for dinner tonight?
I don't know, Zoe.
I'm doing we're doing tacos tonight.
Super Blonde Blonde just informed me it was Taco Tuesday.
There the boy. That's right. Taco, come on, Beetle. Get the tacos out tonight.
It's kind of no-brainer. Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo, right?
Cinco de Mayo, tacos.
Oh, Jim.
Yep. Little tequila. Huh?
Yeah, sure. Do it up.
I bet Jim has like little, not full-blown outfits, but just little things that he adorns on certain days. Like he's got a novelty sombrero that he'll put on while he's putting together the Taco Tuesday.
What's the shakers?
The maracas.
Yeah. Jim probably walks around his house like tonight with that.
Fake mustache?
Fake mustache, yep. It curls down. Handlebar.
Just little things just to make it fun for the kids.
Poncho?
That's the type of dad Jim is.
A poncho?
Yeah, like that. The thing you throw, like put your head through it and,
Well, again, Beetle, you missed out on an important time in teenage fashion when we all wore these, burlap hoodies.
What's up, Hardy? What was up with that? What the freak was that craze?
For a while, we were all.
If you didn't have one, your parents hated you because they didn't get you one.
we were all wearing these Southwestern colored, and they felt like burlap.
Yeah.
Hoodies. They were very scratchy, very
itchy.
And
they tied at the waist.
Really heavy. Heavy.
Yeah. Really, really heavy. And, man, are you lucky you missed out on that era. You were probably just a wee lad when those were popular.
Sweet. Unfortunate that I missed that. Nate's in Georgia today. What's up, Nate?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, so I was hoping to shift gears into the Pats. If that's all right. I know we're jumping around to a lot of topics right now. But, just as a longtime Patriots fan my whole life, just kind of seeing the last several months play out, I am leaning more on the optimistic side of things. I know that's a little controversy or a little converse to a lot of Patriots fans' takes out there, but
why? Why is it that? If you believe in the coach and his way of structuring the team and keeping things internal, and just their approach. I mean, they're just so damn consistent in what they do.
Exactly. Yeah, and I really think that Bill's going to let the young guys play this year. If and when we do play, I don't know if you guys have been seeing some of the younger players on Instagram, like Jawan Williams coming out of the woodworks and posting a. Inspirational posts about how he's motivated to get it this year, or, N'Keal Harry's workout videos. Jacoby Myers just posted a nice little picture, candid photo of him and N'Keal Harry. So, not to mention Damian Harris commenting on just about every player's post. I just think that these players are seeing a real opportunity to get some playing time. I think Bill's going to let them play.
Does that mean they're going to be good?
I think one thing to note is that Stidham had rapport with Myers. I know it was only a short sample size, but I don't think that should be too discredited, right? I mean, these young guys I think given the opportunity, they have talent. Bill saw talent in them. They had the character. So I'm kind of just thinking, let's just see what we got. Let them play. This is, you know, we've had 20 years of sustainable success. Let's just have 1 year.
My phone screener is frozen, Jim.
Yeah, right, the Nate. Phones are kind of frozen here. I think we have a lot of calls coming in at the same time.
I would have hung up a minute ago, full minute ago, but I can't. Good? Great.
Yeah, you wanted to hang up as soon as you mentioned Jacoby Myers. I know you.
No, it's just like, what am I doing here? Listening to, you're getting into like, oh, they had an Instagram post. Very inspirational.
Young guys so commenting on Instagram.
That happens on every team across the league. What does that mean? Tell me what that means. And if your take is that the young guys are going to get a lot more playing time, I would agree with that. I think they are going to get a lot more playing time. That doesn't mean they're going to be any good.
That doesn't mean it's a good thing. Right.
Couldn't get on the field last year. Jacoby Myers. I mean, there are plenty of highlight reels we can play of Jacoby Myers' year last year, and some of them aren't pretty. No, but if you want to go on the preseason game against third-string guys, be my guest. But I'm just saying that I don't – just because they play doesn't mean they're going to be good. I think playing time can be valuable, and playing time can make guys a lot better. But that doesn't mean the team is going to have that reflected this year or in their record or any of those things. Like, let's see what they got. Fine, we'll see what they got, but don't expect much. I'm not, if that's the way the year goes. I don't know, that's just how I feel about it. Call me crazy, I don't know. I can't.
Well, and to that point, Beetle, that's why I...
All right,
I'm not saying anybody is like, oh, you know, Jared Stidham's going to be the best. He's going to be, you know, you should absolutely be on board. You should absolutely. Well, based on his preseason performance throwing to Jacoby Myers, like, yeah, he looked good.
But the caller said,
Jacoby Myers looked good too.
Yeah, really good
report. Put him in Tampa.
Myers.
Put him in the Super Bowl for that.
Yeah, I mean, just let's. I am willing to take a wait and see approach with a lot of these guys, but I'm not automatically going to say it's a good thing just to get them more playing time. No, I need more playing time before I can tell you if it's going to be a good or a bad thing. Actual game time.
I'm also not judging or making any predictions on the team based on Instagram posts in May.
Well, if you're inspired by them, Beetle, who are you to say it's foolish? They're inspiring.
Absolutely. Absolutely inspiring. Gabe in Brockton is next. Is that what I'm told? Gabe?
Hi. Hey, you guys. I just wanted to say that you guys are doing an awesome job with the lack of content and still being on the radio. So thanks for that.
I don't know what the lack of content is.
You're welcome.
Mean.
Yeah. Well, we have a ton of content.
Not a lot of
we got Derek and Foxborough coming
going
up, okay, pal.
Oh, but, that's right.
And we had Ken had coronavirus at the start of our show.
Oh, my God. It's a train wreck.
You guys still there?
I blame Ken for this. I do. I blame Ken for today. And Jim's tone of concern.
What's my tone?
I just thought you were going to play Kings of Leon before we brought Ken on.
All right. I don't even know what did Gabe want to talk about? What was his point in there? Do we know? What was the line on the screener?
You're giving Les Stroud a bad rap.
Oh, God.
Who?
Have you ever watched a show with this guy? The guy's a tool bag. It's the last thing he's ever killed out in public.
Who are we talking about?
This guy, Les Stroud, Survivor Man.
Oh, yeah. This is your guy.
Yeah.
You're giving him a bad rap?
Yeah. Yeah, he can't catch an animal. He sets traps. He tries to kill things. He misses. He ends up eating grass and, like, berries because that's the only thing he could find. Flowers. And it just tastes like, you can just tell, like, if I got stranded somewhere, put me with one of the other guys. Nobody named Les Stroud. That's all. Dude, you know I've been watching shows for a long time.
Yes, you have.
This guy is the least impressive of the Survivor men.
Even when you find out
he's Michael Scott. He is exactly
you keep watching.
Like Michael Scott when Dwight took him out into the woods and Dwight found the robin eggs and cooked them because he could make fire. And Michael ate the bad mushrooms, and he had to rip them out of Michael's mouth. Yeah. Yeah, Les Stroud is Michael Scott of Survivor, man. Yeah. Terrible.
So he lives on sort of a vegan diet when he's out there because
he can't
get the animals.
There's no protein, baby. You know, he'd have wild boars out there. He factions a spear with, like, four heads on it, and he misses the boar when he's up in a tree. Yeah.
Is that not a valuable skill, though, to know which plants you can eat and which plants you can't eat?
Yeah, when you have to resort to eating plants, man.
You know what I think is a more impressive skill? The skill to build a restaurant and go in there and sit down and have a meal of food cooked for you. You know, the guy, he can live out in the woods for a week. Okay, that's a good skill. Another good skill is building a hotel. It's got indoor plumbing.
Hotel Impossible.
To me, that's a skill.
That's another good show.
That's something
Taffer,
worthy of
bar
accolade.
Rescue. You're talking about Bar Rescue. I'll fix you in 36 hours, pal. Yep.
Not talking about that at all.
What about that slow opening?
Let's do the headlines.
Yeah.
Let's just do the headlines.
No, let's all waiting for someone to talk, and then we'll start talking about something else while someone is already talking. Bar rescue. Let's do that.
Derek and 20.
Yeah, and coming up next, we have a take from The Last Dance. Did you watch it yet,
Yeah.
When?
What are you talking about?
Last Dance.
Yeah, the Kukoc one from the other night?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get to that coming up next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Helplinema.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Last Dance episode 5 and 6 happened on Sunday night. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. One of the things we didn't get to was on the Dream Team when the United States played Croatia in 92 in Barcelona. Pippen and Jordan told the team before they played Croatia, first of two matchups, that they had Toni Kukoc, that they were going to take care of him. Kukoc was drafted by the Bulls. He was highly touted, young European prospect that Jordan and Pippen and the rest of the Bulls didn't love the idea of because, well, they thought Scottie Pippen deserved more money and that they were the superstars, and they really, really, really hated Jerry Krause. And anything that Jerry Krause liked, they were going to hate. And so have a listen to this from The Last Dance on Sunday night.
Jerry went over to watch Tony play in the what was then Yugoslavia and said Toni Kukoc is going to be the future of the Chicago Bulls.
Jerry was fawning over Toni so much while our team here was winning championships, and it rubbed a lot of the players the wrong way, unfortunately.
Krause, you know, he's willing to put someone in front of his actual kids who have given him everything that we could give him.
In the Dream Team locker room before the first game against Croatia, Michael says, hey, guys, Kukoc, leave him for Scotty and me.
Toni Kukoc became a great teammate, and I love Toni Kukoc for who he is. But the way he was introduced to me and Scotty was, you know, I didn't appreciate it, and it drove my energy.
Jerry paid away for a lot of hell for Toni Kukoc. Not only was just me and Michael, but every guy on the Olympic team looked at that kid and felt like he may not even think about coming to the NBA after he played against us.
And the pressure continues.
So that is Jordan and Pippen you hear there. They were down on Tony.
Sounds like Jordan and Morgan Freeman.
They didn't even know the guy. They hadn't really had anything to do with him, and they just knew that they were not going to like him. And as Jordan said, you know, I ended up being he was a great teammate. I ended up being a friend of his. He ended up being a great guy. But at that time, I didn't know him, and I knew that Jerry Krause liked him.
All
and
they knew is that Krause liked him. That was it.
Yep.
That was all, that. And that Pippen
terrible.
Wasn't getting you know, anything close to what he should have been getting, to which you say, okay, well, that's Pippen. And you go back to those earlier episodes, that was Pippen signing a deal that was going to give him long-term security and, you know, a hell of a lot of money. What was, you know, $7, $8 billion or something, but nothing compared to what he would have gotten, you know, as arguably the second best player in the league. But, hey, you signed it. You might be bitter about it, but to now have Kraus going around, like, yeah, apparently gushing about these other players that he was scouting himself over in Europe. Oh, did you, that chap their ass is something fierce. And the footage of them just hammering that kid in that first game they played against Croatia, I almost felt bad for him. And I know some of the announcers said the same thing.
It was film like that, too, though, to make you feel bad for Kukoc. You know, like, you always get him knocked down or leaning on him. You're just like, here they are picking on this kid. And he had nothing to do with it. Not his fault at all.
Exactly. So it was, I'm glad,
and I'm glad Jordan's the bigger man to say, you know what, we actually became really good friends. Yeah, we're good friends after that. But, man, a disdain for Kraus. Jesus.
So we've made a number of comparisons between Jordan and Brady, right? We've done that throughout this. Every time something comes up, you say, you know, I wonder if Brady went with something, had something similar as a six-time champion and the best guy in his sport. Doesn't it make you wonder if Tom Brady ever felt this way about anything Bill Belichick did as a general manager?
Absolutely.
Maybe he didn't hate Bill Belichick, the coach, but he couldn't stand Bill Belichick, the general manager, bringing in Jimmy Garoppolo and saying Garoppolo was the future.
It's not even that. It's like the semblance of the receivers, which I think finally came to a head last year. He said, I've had enough. Just put capable people around me. That's all I ask for. You know? So, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So, to take that a step further, it would be, listen, all I know is N'Keal Harry is Bill's guy. He likes him. So, you know, does that necessarily mean I like him?
So I'm not going to tell you, don't pick this guy or don't play this guy, but I ain't going to throw him the ball. He'll freeze you out. We've seen it. It's easy to tell who he freezes out. He froze out Sanu at times. Like,
so you don't think Brady would have been, if he got to play Garoppolo in a game after he was already drafted to be his replacement, you don't think he would have been out for blood in that game?
Oh, God, yeah. They'd want to beat him by 40.
Okay, so yes. Garoppolo does apply then.
Yes, but I think
it
it's
wasn't
more
even Garoppolo. It's,
I think it's the decision, but I think obviously the Garoppolo thing kicked Tom in the ass and motivated him, and they went on three Super Bowls out of the 4 years after that. So he beat the Garoppolo thing. Then it became, okay, what are you giving me after I've proven myself again? And, you know, you assembled this crew around me. This is our tight end. What happened to Gronkowski, you know? Oh, we got Matt Lacoste and Ryan Izzo. Oh, nice. They panicked. They even tried to get Antonio Brown. They knew it was bad. Quarterback knew it was bad that May. Even before minicamp. Like, this is going to be a long one. And they still went 12-4. That's why they're not dead in the water this year. You know, tank my ass. No. They're going to coach, and they're going to coach their ass up, and they're going to go and play hard. That's what they do.
So I thought it was an interesting comparison, just to, you know, wonder if that existed with the Patriots the way it existed with the Bulls. That, well, if management thinks this is a good idea, then I think it's a bad idea. Because I'm at odds with them right now, and I don't agree with the way they think, and I don't like the way that they've treated me or they've treated my teammate. And Brady has certainly been in that situation. He didn't like the way he was treated on the contract. So did he sort of form a similar disgust with the front office, even though the front office also happened to be the head coach? Like, those are two different things with the Bulls. There was a coach, and then there was a GM. With the Patriots, it's all the same guy. There's no separation between the two. Which makes you wonder, what if there was a GM above Bill that wasn't calling the shots?
I don't want to pass Brady to compartmentalize it, though, Beetle.
What's that?
He could have compartmentalized it. And just
he definitely could have.
Like, okay with Belichick the coach, but pissed at Belichick the GM. And I could see Brady doing that.
Yeah.
Thinking of it as two separate people.
That is interesting because Tom's like, he's the greatest coach ever. Like, he brought out the best. He's the perfect coach for me. And it's never said that, like, he's the greatest GM ever. He's the perfect GM for me. Yeah. When he does have two roles. Coach and GM.
And when Belichick spoke in that conference call pre-draft, we spent 22 years putting the best players around Brady. However he worded it, he was speaking as the GM there, not the coach, right?
Yeah, correct. That is true. Yeah, yes. Correct. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, no, it's that's why I think it's certainly to get into the psychology of it is fascinating how pissed they were at some guy from Croatia who turned out to be Tony Kukoc. But to them, it was just another guy at that point. Like, they didn't have anything to do with him. And Kukoc played better in the gold medal game than he did in the first go-round. So he did have an improvement. Coming up next, another release. A single from Derek in Foxborough. He has released more music today, and you will hear it coming up right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And I'll watch it go down. And if the South good girls get down, I really hate to see the bad ones. I say if the South good girls get down, I really hate to see the bad ones. I don't want to hold her up. She say this ain't what she wants.
It's Derek in Foxborough, the one and only. The one and only. Zoe sent you some new material last night, correct?
Today is his birthday, and we wish Derek a very happy birthday. It's one thing to be born on May 5th. It's also Cinco de Mayo. It's also when the hot tracks in the music industry, Hardy, you big music guy, you know, a lot of them get thrown down on, like he said right there, he wants to go down, you know, on a Tuesday. So we're going to play this. And we've played everything he has sent us. I think there's sort of a pattern here. Maybe the type of music. Maybe the first one, maybe the best one that he's done. There's some anger within the lyrics. I think he's been disrespected at times. And I think he wants retribution. There are other comparisons to other artists over the years.
For what? Yeah. What are you talking about?
What's payback, man?
Well, I think there is
for time of investment. You know, there's he expects something on the other side.
A commonality of themes in Derek's work of unrequited love.
Yes,
I think that's the way I put it. I think sure. He has been at times unlucky in love. I think he
does. He open himself up enough though? Like is. Is
oh
there really
God.
The pain? Is there pain, or does he just, you know, is he closed? Does he have barriers?
I think it's a two-way street with Derek. I think he's pouring out his emotions, but he's often, you know, the ear. He's, you know, he's the shoulder to cry on. He's the one that will be there and listen to you. You told me about your mom. That stuff ate me up. You know,
yeah.
I
think it depends on how hot
about.
She is. I think it depends on how hot she is. Like we've seen the good ones. He says there's good ones and bad ones.
I just I feel like what we have in this new song is the same along those lines in terms of theme, but musically it is a departure, and we were trying to put our finger on it last night. I feel like maybe we shouldn't talk about it. Maybe we should listen.
I'm tripping
to
out
it.
On it. Like I don't know what to do.
I tried to find a comp party after we had talked about it. I can't. Yeah. I can't find it. I don't know what it is. It's.
It's Ringo Starr-esque, you know. You expect superstar based on
that's a last name I would bring up.
Well, no. I'm just saying, like the other stuff of the other Beatles is so damn good, but then Ringo's is so bad. Like some of the other stuff, like we got other Beatles stuff released us, and now this is like something Ringo Starr would sing. I don't know.
All right, let's play it.
Play it.
Yeah, I thought maybe I should write you a song, you know. Cause I done wrote so many songs, but I ain't wrote nothing for you. So I wrote this song for you. Songs for you. I think I found it. Oh shit. I think I drowned it. Drowning in all of these tears. Baby, cause after all of these years, love's been right here and never left me once. You love me in your sleep, and even when you weep,
weep. He cried tears for me, me, baby. And I don't deserve them. I don't know so many songs, baby. And I know you heard them. But this one's different. This song's for you. Yeah. Love song.
Okay.
You.
Okay, this one's different. This song is different. And he's right. This song is different.
Yes.
What's the name of that song? Tear Something Down, We Put Up a Parking Lot. It's got that feel to it.
Joni Mitchell?
It's got a little Kobe Calais.
Pave Paradise?
Pave Paradise. I'm thinking, and he's like singing something over here when we're getting something else over here. That's where the confusion comes in. You know what I mean?
No.
Give me the beginning of the song again. It's almost like Pave Paradise, We Put Up a Parking Lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe I should write you a song, you know.
That's kind of like Kobe Calais starts talking at the beginning of her music. Yeah, but that's more like surf music.
I don't know that there's a good comp for this. Yes? No?
There really isn't. I mean, I
Jim, you hear everything. I mean, what do you think, Jim? You're silent.
I definitely have never heard anything like this before.
Yes.
Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
But Lanny's in here. Lanny's made a good point. He does his own echo.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no multi-tracking, right, Hardy, to use the term? It's just he does the echo after he says it the first time, right?
He's definitely got some effects and some plugins. He's using the hell out of that auto-tune, but instead of using an echo, some kind of a bounce effect, instead, for you, he'll just say it twice.
But he's got that. hangs on.
When he wants to echo a word, he just, like you said, Lanny said, he just says it twice. Wrote this song for you.
Yeah, like Miss.
And even when you weep, he cries.
Weep.
He just repeats himself. That's what he does.
It's slightly out of pitch. Slightly, I think. And that's part of the problem. But we appreciate the effort.
Well, I want to hear more of it. We're not done.
Oh, yeah. I think I got it. Oh, I tripped and dropped it. Tripping because I don't believe that you still love me. Because how could it be that you leave? You never left me once. You love me in your sleep. And even
that's
when
not
you weep,
echo.
Weep, you cry tears for me.
He's repeating himself.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't even need the echo. He doesn't need auto tune.
He doesn't need the auto tune. I agree with you, and I think it gets a little overused on some of these tracks. And when I say a little overused, when you use it all the time, then that's overuse. Now there is a section of this song coming up where I believe the auto tune does get turned off, and you get a different effect, or maybe lack of effect on the vocal.
All right, we're gonna get to that.
This song right here is for you. Songs for you. Songs for you. This song's for you.
It makes you want auto-tune now.
Somewhere between I'm staying and I'm leaving. Somewhere between I'm hurting and I'm grieving. Somewhere between a grudge and I forgive you. Somewhere between I hate you and I love you, but I stay down. Girl, I always stay down. Used to say that I would never leave you, but it's changed now. Nothing is the same now. Nothing.
Hold on one second. Now this is
now, like, take his iPhone and go into the closet? Like, what is that?
It's a different effect, Beatle, and he's also invoking a little John Lee Hooker here. He is ignoring the pattern of the song playing underneath him, and he's going his own route lyrically. He is blowing through traditional phrasing and structure, and he's like, yeah, I know there's a downbeat happening over here. It's got nothing to do with what I'm doing right here. I understand the song is doing musically, there's something happening. Vocally, I'm going to do something else. You understand? And nary the two shall meet. All right? You can either hang on and enjoy the ride or jump off, but the train's leaving. Okay?
It's left. He's not in the closet.
At this point,
he's not in the bathroom.
The train is left.
he's in a washing machine box. You know, like if you order an appliance and it comes in that box, you take the box up off the appliance and you put it in the garage. He's sitting in this box for effect.
Yes. Yes. It's called Cardboard Fort Effect.
Yeah, I think
Pro
what
Tools.
Maybe happened yeah. was Calvin he started the song. He started the song a couple of weeks ago. Then it became highly suggested and then even ordered that everyone wear face masks. And he decided to put his face mask on and continue working on this song. So this is the
maybe he's
socially distanced Derek.
I don't know.
Verse of the song where he's wearing a mask while he raps.
Nothing is the same now. Nothing left to smile about. There used to be happiness between us, but it's pain now. What is there to say now? It's too late to change now. We keep going back and forth, but we should let it go now. It's too late to work it out. Nothing is the same now. And when I'm all alone and the lights go down, at times I cry on the low, hurt on the low, grieve on the low, think on the low. At times I cry on the low. On the low.
See, he's trying to do the low. Low. Get it? Eminem didn't do this. Or did he?
The thing that I did definitely gather in the song is that the song was for you. This song is for you.
For you.
This song is for you. For you. For you.
Oh, yeah. I think I got it. Oh,
I tripped and dropped it.
Tripping because I don't believe.
Hit bang. Through that tripping. Right, it's two different trippings. He literally tripped and fell and dropped the song. But now I tripping. You know, like, hey, man, now you put me off.
Right.
I tell you what I enjoy about the song in its atypical structure is there isn't a clear line between a verse, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus. You know,
the lyrics have nothing to do with the music. Right. It has nothing to do with the music. It is he's singing a song and they're playing another one over here.
Well, he's an experimental artist, Artie. That's what I think it comes down to.
There's a point in the song where that happens, though. And yes, Beatle, it's an experimentation, but to go it's almost a stream of consciousness type of song. Where's the hook? All 4 minutes is one long hook, you know. And this isn't every Derek song. Some Derek songs have actual hooks. This one, largely hookless, unless you just say the whole song is going to get stuck in your head, which it is. You're welcome.
So Neil emails in that this is Derek's summer jam. It's breezy, windows open, or the top-down type of car song.
Yes.
Josh, producer Josh, wants to know, A, who is Derek writing about, and B, what is his type? Those are two things that Josh would love to know more about. Who is this?
I think it's like LaFonda from Napoleon Dynamite.
These songs? And what is Derek's type, you know?
LaFonda.
What's he into, so to speak?
Why do you love me? Why do you need me? Always and forever. Not in a chat room.
No,
love can fully bloom.
Oh, we're also getting...
That's the comp.
I think I got it.
Hardy, what was that?
Oh, someone just hit us up with what it sounds like, and this person is totally right. He is dead on. There's one person accusing Derek of stealing lyrics. There's another one who tells us what the song sounds like. They're both right. Why don't we get to headlines and we'll fill you in on both after this.
Okay.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.